Governor Parnell today presented his versions of the operating and capital projects budgets that the legislature will work on during next year's session. Speaking to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce, he said lawmakers shouldn't expect to spend more in their versions of the budgets that he approved than he approved when he signed the current budgets last spring. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Governor Parnell says the new budgets reflect $600 million in spending cuts and the elimination of 284 state jobs. He says he will not allow spending to spike just because there's surplus money available.
With that lower starting point on dollars and positions, we can have a public conversation with the legislature about needs versus wants, about efficiencies, and about more effective use of the public's dollars.
The budget leaves a $3.7 billion unspent surplus over projected revenue. But Parnell says that needs to join the $13 billion already in various state savings funds. He called for restraints against an uncertain future.
Oil production is declining, and oil prices can be volatile. The European debt crisis threatens not only Europe, but the United States, potentially heading into recession in 2012. And certainly our own federal fiscal situation and our $15 trillion national debt is reason for concern. Alaska, on the other hand, will lead in fiscal responsibility. We do not set a lower starting point for our spending that we will overspend and create more vulnerability for ourselves as a state down the road.
Parnell says he's holding the operating budget at low levels despite several sizable, unavoidable increases, such as new state employee contracts, the planned opening of the new Goose Creek prison in the Mat-Su, increased state contributions to cover Medicaid costs, and the unfunded pension liability for state employees.
Like the federal government has to deal with Social Security and Medicare as its elephant in the room, our elephant in the room financially is this unfunded pension liability that we will deal with.
Meeting with reporters following the speech, Parnell said one extra he's looking for is a $350 million package of projects to pay for improvements to ports in communities around the state. $200 million of that will go to complete the renovation underway at the Port of Anchorage. He explains that he wants to put the projects before the public as general obligation bonds, not to pay for them with cash.
Our savings accounts are making more money than the cost to finance this $350 million. So where we have to pay 3% on GO bond financing, but we're making 5%, 6%, and in some cases even more in some of our savings accounts, it makes sense to use this other cheaper money and make more on our savings. So we'll have that discussion with the legislature.
Other projects in the bond package include $110 million for a port in the Mat-Su borough and $10 million each for work on ports in Ammonic, Ketchikan, and Seward. House Minority Leader Beth Curtula points out that the governor does not allow for any inflationary costs in his spending plan. She says that'll be especially difficult for schools, since the governor's budget amounts to a decrease in spending power for local districts. The budget bills will be formally introduced at the start of the legislative session that begins January 17th. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
The 284 state jobs being eliminated in the governor's budget proposal are vacant positions. The intention is to help the state more easily absorb positions for the new prison slated to come online.